advisement in respect of the child's welfare if required. It is a form of discretionary trust that avoids the entry and exit charges, along with the 10-year charge associated with a non-interest possession trust under inheritance tax legislation. This A&M trust was not, however, the best means of providing for the child in the event of Frederick's demise. The regular payments to an accumulation and maintenance trust would cease on Frederick's death. Therefore, the monies available to the youngster would cease, subject, of course, to the total fund accumulated up to the point of death. The quantum of the fund would always be as uncertain as it is inadequate. Any accumulation of capital within the trust would be slow. With no guarantee that if Frederick died, there would be sufficient money built up within the trust to be of any practical use under the A&M Trust Agreement. Something more predictable had to be found, and a life insurance contract proved to be the answer. Frederick's requirement was to provide for his child's upbringing, income in trust, for the duration of the child's dependence. The cover terminated when the child reached the age of 25. Family income benefit or family protection policies merely provide an income on a monthly, quarterly or yearly basis following the death of the life assured until a predetermined date in the future. The policy is a term insurance. It has no value other than on death. Several trusts could be considered to accommodate this particular contract in these circumstances. As the relationship between Frederick and the mother of the child had ceased, and the beneficiary was unlikely to change, either an MWPA 1882 contract or an absolute trust could be used. If the child predeceased Frederick, then premiums to the contract would cease and the trust would fail. The absolute trust option was chosen by the solicitor as the most appropriate in the circumstances. Just as a matter of interest, do you see any benefit in a different solution? The woman was not a spouse, nor was she a common law wife, and therefore a discretionary trust under the terms of Married Women's Property Act 1882 would have been of little benefit to her. An absolute MW.